Good, how you doing?
So is this just any other game?
Oh, I don't know. I should ask you guys. It's gonna be a lot of fun for me to come back. I'm really looking forward to it, and obviously I have a lot of friends still in Denver. Not necessarily on the team anymore. I don't think there's many guys left from when I was out there. Maybe Ben Hamilton, but now that Rod Smith and Tommy Nalen are gone, it's there's not many familiar faces on the team anymore. But still a lot of familiar faces in the front office and obviously the coaching staff. And so it's going to be a lot of fun for me to come back and compete.
What kind of reception do you expect?
Oh, I don't know. I think that people in Denver hopefully see me as a part of the community now. I love living there in Cherry Creek. I have a home there and spend a lot of my time in the off season working on the charity. And hopefully they see me as a positive role model in the community and trying to help out the community that I have grown to love and live in. So hopefully it's positive.
Brian, when you look back on your Broncos career, what do you think? What do you think about what happened here?
Well, I look back on it with fondness. I mean, I really appreciate the organization and Coach Shanahan in particular giving me the opportunity to come there and putting faith in me and drafting me out of college and teaching me how to play football in the National Football League. And I learned so much from not only the coaching staff there but other players. And made a lot of great friendships that I still cherish today. I would have liked for the on the field for it to be a little bit more successful. But I look back on it as a 11-year veteran now, and I'm just very thankful and appreciative of the organization for giving me the opportunity.
You've said before though that you don't think maybe you handled the pressure quite the right way back then. You were a young guy. And maybe people didn't get to really see the real you. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I came into a situation that was tough, obviously, but I was a young kid. I didn't know how to react, and I didn't know what to expect, and I don't think that there's really anybody that can prepare you for that as a quarterback, specifically in the National Football League, and obviously for us to struggle on the field in my first year going 0-4, and it was tough, and I kind of became a shell of the person that I really am and kind of closed off and tried to worry about what I could control and didn't communicate in the best ways looking back on it. And I had to learn from those situations. And I'm a very different person and different player now. But I am that way because of my experiences there, and I'm just glad that I had the opportunity to learn from them.
You said you're a different person, different player. How so?
Well, obviously, I learned from the mistakes in communication as a player, communicating with other players, with coaching staff, personnel, communicating with the media, and learning how to deal with the pressures of that. Obviously, I'm a lot different as a person because of that as well. Because I enjoy, it got to a point where it was tough to come to work, with all the pressure and the anxiety and struggles that go on in this position in the league. You have to be able to enjoy the journey, enjoy all parts of it, and have that perspective. And I wasn't in that place when I was in Denver, but I am now.
Did getting married, or I mean, what changed that for you? That maybe your perspective changed a little bit.
Well, you get fired, and you have to go somewhere else and pick yourself up and resurrect your career, and that's what I was faced with. And you realize that you can't take anything for granted, but you just have to persevere. And professionally, that's kind of what I had to deal with. And I'm happy to say that I'm still out here doing it.
Brian, the last 4 or 5 years, you kind of start the season knowing that, you could be holding the clipboard all year. Is that the toughest part of your job now? And when you do get in there and start winning games, is it more rewarding now, the type of role you're in now?
I look at it, and I've been on both sides of the equation now, and I think when you've played in this league and you started for a period of time, you don't ever look at yourself as a backup, and I don't think I ever looked at myself that way. It was I looked at it as a situation where I just had to get better as a player and prepare myself, and when my opportunity was called, make the most of it. And because there is so much turnover in this league at the quarterback position now that that there are a lot of opportunities, and so I'm just trying to make the most of my opportunity now.
Brian, from the outside looking in, how much easier do you think Jay Cutler has it than you did, as far as just the Elway comparisons? And, you know, you were so fresh off of the, you know, John retiring.
I don't know if it's easy. It's never easy to play quarterback in the NFL. I think there's a lot of pressure no matter when you play. And I know that town well. There's pressure on him to perform and to play well and to get to the playoffs. And there's pressure everywhere on quarterbacks. And he's handled it well, and he has all the talent in the world to get the job done. And now that it's good to see that he's figured out some of the health things that are going on, and he can be the player that he can be. And so I look forward to competing against him.
I think it's fair to say you were a polarizing figure during your time here, and you went through a lot. But yet you still come back to Denver, and you still work with your charity here and such. You know, a lot of people might just say, you know, I need a fresh start. I'm going to leave town and never look back. Why such an affinity for Denver, despite all the things that happened here?
You know, there were. I don't look at my time there in a negative sense. I mean, I made a lot of great relationships there, and there were a lot of wonderful fans that supported me in my time there, my entirety there. But the other thing, frankly, is I made a commitment to that community that I was going to try to make a difference in the lives of grieving children in Denver. I knew what the need was there in town, and I knew what kind of services were present, and I didn't feel good about the fact that these families weren't getting the service they needed, and I made that commitment. And all I did after I left was honor that commitment. And I've grown to love the community of Denver, and I've made a lot of great friendships outside of football that have nothing to do with sports, but have a lot to do with people that are interested in taking care of their community and bettering the lives of the kids in that community, and that's why I come back.
Brian, I know you still have affinity for Denver and all that, but you know, as you said yourself, this is a team that fired you. How much would you like to beat them? I mean, how much is this maybe a revenge? I don't know if revenge is the right word, but how much would you like to beat this team?
Look, this was 5 or 6 years ago now, and there's a lot of water under the bridge. It hurts to get fired. I also understand that this is a business, and I've had quite a few conversations with Coach Shanahan through the years, and I have a good relationship with him, and I have a lot of respect for him, and I think he does for me as well. The only thing I'm motivated with coming back to Denver is to get our football team to 4-1 and beat a good team on the road.
What would you say is a couple things about playing the quarterback position now that you know that you didn't know or a young quarterback could never know?
Well, there's just things that you learn, I think, through experience, and that you can't learn on the sideline. And you have to be able to deal with adversity, and you have to be able to keep a level head about you and instill in everybody on your team that confidence that you're going to get the job done no matter what happens. And there's a lot that goes into that, both on the field and off the field, in gaining that respect of your teammates, and I think that's just something that comes with experience.
You obviously, when you were here, also had, you know, got a big money contract. You were the starter, Pro Bowl 1 year. Yet since you've left here, you've bounced around a little bit. Has that also helped shape you a little bit to see, you know, to put your Denver days in perspective, what you had and to learn to appreciate it, kind of a thing?
Well, I think that it is a business, like I said, and I was kind of after June 1st salary cap casualty when I left Denver, so it wasn't a whole lot of options for me. But really, I look at my career and I look at it as being in two places, in Denver and here in Tampa. And really, those are the two places that I belonged. I felt part of the organization and the team, and I'm looking forward to finishing my career here in Tampa.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay, guys.
That's it.